To be beautiful is to be healthy. It's time for Beauty Inside Out with hosts Lisa Davis and the star of the show, David Pollack.
So many of us, David, have negative self-talk, and it really sabotages our inner and outer beauty. I do it to myself, put on a little weight here and there, and I'm like, oh, these pants don't fit. Look at my big rump. And instead of being like, okay, I'm just going to go walk a bit more, or, you know, just keep on exercising. We've got to get out of this pattern, especially women. Although men do it too. Do you do it, David?
Actually, men do it too, and we'll deny it though. But you look great, and I got to tell you, it's one of the reasons I got in the beauty business. Is I have never met a woman that didn't want to change something about herself. And all women are beautiful, and they need to embrace it. But you and I could go on and on. Our guest today talks just to the subject, or speaks right to the subject. And so I want to bring on our guest right away, and it's Margaret Lynch. Margaret, thank you for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me. What a great topic. You guys are always on such key stuff. I love it.
Well, you're so much fun. I got to tell you, I met Margaret at dinner one night and was so blown away. I'm like, we've got to have you on the show. And it was just by coincidence that we all met up. And, mm-hmm. and I just fell in love with her and said, we've got to have you on because you're so positive about things. But just so our listeners know, she's got 18 years of experience of engineering management. So I was expecting totally different conversations. But she's winning top sales awards at Fortune 500 companies. But bottom line, put all that behind, and in just a few short years created a multi-million-dollar business using techniques that she teaches, and part of it goes to just even positive influence and starting, you know, with ourselves, and maybe I'm jumbling it up here, but let's talk about it. You know, Lisa and I are talking about internal feelings and how it influences us and our outer beauty or our confidence. How does that all affect us?
Yeah, you know, it's amazing. When I started my career, I wanted to work, you know, helping people like be more successful and using law of attraction. And what I found out really quickly is what gets in the way of our success is not that we don't have the right strategies, or, you know, when we want to work out or lose weight, there's plenty of strategies out there. It's really the inner stuff, you know, and it's not, what makes me crazy, guys, is mindset. And what I do for me is kind of the next generation of that, because it's not just mindset. It's really the mind-body image connection, or the mind-body cravings connection, I call it, or the mind-body, you know, inner power connection. It's such a mind-body wall almost that you can think about inside. You know, we've all had friends where we say, you know, you should be more confident. You're beautiful, you know, and you can't convince somebody to let go when they are up against an inner wall that is really wired, almost like you could think about it, wired into the nervous system, whether it's about money or it's about their self-image, their self-esteem, or if it's about how far they can go in their business. And so no matter who I was working with as a coach, working with successful people trying to get them to the next level, I would come up against this solid inner wall that was like, well, I can't do it, I'm not good enough, or I don't want to get up there and do public speaking because I hate how I look. And until we started to have the conversation about the inner work and shift that, I just couldn't get people to move forward very quickly. Or worse, they would move forward and then they would pull it all back and self-sabotage, start playing small again.
Now, Margaret, I know that one of the techniques you use to get through this wall is EFT. Why don't you tell us about that?
Yeah, so EFT, or some people just call it tapping, has been around for 30 years. I love to say it's the biggest thing you've never heard about. Because when you go and you start Googling it, you're like, dear Lord, there's 30 years of, you know, of people using tapping. It's been on TV a million times. There's like 40 books written on it. You know, my book just came out with Penguin Books, so a major publisher picked up a book that includes this crazy-looking mind-body technique. And really what it does is it blends the idea of acupuncture, what we use acupressure. So tapping means we actually use our fingertips and we tap on acupuncture points. And it kind of came from the Eastern philosophy and mixed with modern psychology. But what they found clinically when they started to really study what happens when people use tapping, say someone with post-traumatic stress disorder or somebody with a severe phobia, you know, you can't really, like, logically talk yourself out of a phobia very easily, right? And you can't logically talk yourself out of a post-traumatic stress reaction. And so what tapping does is when you tap on acupuncture points and you think about or talk about or kind of tune into something that stresses you, whether it's a memory or whether it's a recurring thought pattern, like my booty's too big, as you said, or it's a phobia, and you do this tapping thing, it literally shuts off the fight or flight response, and it acts like almost like a disconnect. So you can picture, you know, public speaking or that spider you've been afraid of or your own body and actually not feel the mind-body connection anymore, not feel the fear, not feel the embarrassment, not feel the shame. And from that place, people become empowered because they're no longer up against their nervous system running, I'm ugly, before they even have a chance to, you know, to think their own thoughts. And, you know, that's what makes me so passionate about it is because we're up against something that we've been programmed with, and it doesn't have to be that way anymore. You know, we don't have to do mental gymnastics anymore. We can actually clear it.
Your book's going to help us recognize, in better terms, shift these emotional blocks that we have, correct?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Through this process you're calling tapping, because you were talking about it at dinner that night, and I was so intrigued. So, you know, we can help very simply shift it and influence our self-esteem, our confidence in how we look, but it can also affect our everyday lives and our overall health with this simple thing. And, well, hence the name of your book, Tapping Into Health.
Yeah, Tapping Into Wealth. And so the book is actually very focused on money and wealth, but it very quickly gets into a lot of emotional and issues around our personal power. Right. And so, you know, here's where it's kind of interesting, where it starts to connect with our self-image and our beauty and how we feel about ourselves, which affects our beauty, is where when I start to have people, for instance, set a really big goal for themselves. So imagine if you're listening, setting a goal of double or triple what you're earning now, whether it's in a job or in a business, and all of the actions that you would have to step into to own that and to be that person. That's where people start to get triggered, and they can literally hear their inner self talk saying, I'm not good enough, I don't want to stand out. When I stand out, I feel vulnerable to people criticizing me. And so now we're up against an inner wall, right? And that's where the tapping can shift things very, very quickly. And you know, what I love to do with people first is really is have the aha moment about, you know, about what's happening first. And then with that aha moment, we can use this simple technique called tapping to make a real change, you know. And so, you know, if you want, I can walk people through how to have an aha moment about your self-image and the way that it's influencing or affecting, you know, your outer beauty. And that way your listeners can kind of walk away with some clarity there. Does that make sense?
Oh, that'd be great. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. You good with that, David?
yeah, please. I'm holding my breath. I'm listening. I'm making notes. Let's go.
Okay. And so, because you guys were saying, you know, let's talk about the negative self-talk and the way it sabotages your inner and your outer beauty, which is such a, you know, a right there, it's just putting it out there because we don't say it even that clearly, but it truly does. So remember that everything that runs in us has three components, okay? First of all, there's a mind-body component, which means literally emotions wired to run through your nervous system. Secondly, there is this programmed loop of self-talk, which we think is real, but it's really running on a loop, and it's been programmed into you from, usually it comes from our family. Thirdly, there are traumas connected. So here's what I want everyone to imagine doing. I want everyone to close your eyes and imagine that you're looking at yourself in a full-length mirror. And bam, you're in your bathing suit. There you are. And so imagine taking a look at the assessment of yourself in your bathing suit. And now imagine that there's several people in the room checking you out too. And so the first thing that people often feel or hear is the talk. And so what's coming up in your head? And actually write that down, because it's going to be dark. It's going to be negative. But this is the aha moment. What do you say about yourself?
Okay, and I'm going to cut you there because we're running out of time. I invite our listeners to go to margaretmlynch.com, pick up her book, Tapping Into Wealth. I'm David Pollack with my co-host Lisa Davis, and you're listening to Beauty Inside Out on Radio MD. Stay well.